Does Galesburg have a dog park now?
We do not have an off-the-leash dog park. So you can go and get into any, well, I'm not guessing, you can go to any of the public parks and walk your dog, but you'd have to have them on a leash.
Okay, so why are you hoping to get an off-the-leash dog park?
Dogs love to run, and they can't run. The city ordinance forbids them running in the streets. They can't walk the streets without a leash on for their protection, and I guess for the protection of others as well. So I just think it would be wonderful if they could get out and run and do what they do naturally in a protected area.
And you have a group called Project Dog Park. How long has this been together, and how many people are involved with it?
Melissa Powell is the other is my partner in crime in this, and we've been talking about doing this probably for the last 3 years, and we keep on kind of like coming up with excuses as to why we're not doing it, and I think we were thinking that other people might do it. And we just sat down last month and said, well, we are now the elders, and someone's going to have to get this started. And so we decided, as I said, about a month ago to get going on this. Tracy Bice is a friend of ours. She also happens to have a couple of pets. So she joined us. We have Connie Knott. She's our treasurer. So there's four core members at the moment. We have Emily. She owns, or her family owns, Thorn's Pet Store, the Thorn's Pet Store in town here. She's another person who's on the committee. And we're looking for a couple more people who can, you know, help us out. We need a lot of expertise and a lot of knowledge, I guess, to run this successfully.
It looks like you're partnering with the city, or at least for the open house on Tuesday, September 11th. Are you receiving cooperation from the city as you try to do this?
The city's been wonderful, actually, in terms of generally trying to help. Larry Cox was our primary contact person. He has helped in terms of, making us, aware of council meetings. So we were able to go before the council last month and talk to the committee there, or council members, I believe they're called. They in turn sent us off to do a little work. So the city has tentatively provided us with four locations to go do some research on, and we're hoping to present these locations to members of the city at the meeting on the 11th. So we're all doing a little research on the areas that the city of Galesburg is going to possibly give us, present them to the public, and then let them decide which one they think would work best. Ultimately, it will be up to the city to decide on whether or not they'll give us a location, but we're hoping that they will. I think it's promising at this point in time.
What are the four sites the city has suggested might work for a dog park?
I'm going to say Imbinder, because that's going to be my that is the place that I'm researching. We have Lakeside, Jason Wessels, and H.T. Custer.
Okay. Those are, what are those all parks now? I don't.
They are all parks now. There's apparently this is what I hear from the city here, that, you know, certain areas have certain possible projects at certain points in time, I'm guessing money permitting. So these sites that I've just mentioned to you, I think some of them may already be allocated for other things. So once again, it will be up to the city to decide whether or not to give us the go-ahead. But we're going to present all those sites they have listed to us and see what the people of Galesburg would like they're just purely suggestions. I mean, the city could say no at any time. The land remains the city's. They are just providing us a place for us to go ahead and get funds to fence it in and provide the materials that we need.
Yeah, I guess what would you envision? A fenced-in area, maybe a couple fenced-in areas, so you've got one for larger and smaller dogs, maybe some shade. I mean, what sort of things are you looking for?
Just exactly what you said. I envision, and I'm hoping, because the city is giving us anything, well, I shouldn't say giving us, it's probably the long term, but we're hoping to be allocated anything from we were looking for 3 acres. Some of the sites have a little less. I believe Inbinder is 2.3 acres. And some of the sites have a little more, and I think Lakeside would be one of the ones that has a little more. But I envision a fenced-in area, you know, the double gate thing so that when one gate opens, the dog can't just keep on running out. A relatively high fence so a dog cannot jump over it. Some up and down terrain in the enclosed area, some trees. Hopefully we can get some squirrels to come along and play so the dogs can chase. I'd like some, you know, watering areas, places for humans to sit in as well. Those agility things so the dogs can get up and play on them, just that kind of thing.
Have you researched other dog parks at all?
Well, we have, would be the answer to that question. But also the city had, from a few years ago now, done some research. So we have some of that information on board as well. Some of the people we have spoken to have used parks out in Kenton, Keaton, Peoria. Those are the three places that I have spoken to people. Now, Missy Powell actually has got some research material on some of the other parks that have not been mentioned, and she's been to a couple in Florida. I believe she lived out there for a little while. So they had a couple of parks out there. I was up in one in Chicago probably about 2 months ago. And my original hometown had a dog park as well where the dogs could run. So.
Okay. You're going to gather input, hopefully, some community input on September 11th. Where do you go from there?
We get that information, we sit down and present it back to the city. As I said, ultimately the city will decide, and I hope they decide to allocate some land for this purpose. I think members of the city are a little concerned that, some members of the city are concerned that the city will be funding this project when, you know, funds are needed elsewhere. We would like to reassure them at that meeting, at least, that the city is not funding it. They are providing the land, but the funds will all be private donations, work done by Project Dog Park.
Have you already started fundraising?
No, not at this point in time. The city needs to give us the official stamp of approval before we do that. But things are in motion. We have got names and addresses and phone numbers of quite a few people at this point in time who are willing to help either donate time and or funds. We're actually hoping that when people come to the meeting on the 11th, they bring donation jars with them just to drop off so that as soon as the city says it's okay, we would like to go ahead and start trying to raise money.
Do you have any goal set for when you'd like to see this actually built and open?
We're hoping that we can start work, actual physical groundbreaking work in the spring.
And then
we would love for it to be open next year for summertime.
Yeah, I imagine it would. Once you have the go-ahead and you have the money, it would not take long to set this up.
No, I don't think so. Money is everything. If we had the money, I think I could say it would be up and running by Christmas. But money is the key element here.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
We are very excited. We're going for safety, really, safety, because we are aware that there are lots of different types of dogs there. So health-wise, all the pets have to be vaccinated to gain entrance to the park. We are going to urge that the owners pick up the dog's feces, you know, as they defecate, because we don't want germs and disease spreading that way either. It's an enter at your own risk kind of park, so people need to be aware of that. We are going to separate the bigger dogs from the smaller dogs, so there will be a fenced-in area for the smaller dogs. We're hoping that people are sensible and wise enough not to send their five is probably a ridiculous number, but, you know, their 10-year-old child in there with two dogs. We would like to see a minimum age so that there is some kind of responsibility. Owners will have to be with their pets. They can't drop the pets off and go off. So they will have to be there with them. I'm just trying to think here. We have some rules that we're going over that we're adopting from other parks that seem to work for them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the park is there for the owners and their dogs to go and enjoy.
All right. And what type of dog or dogs do you own?
I have a German Shepherd. I have a Siberian Husky and a Chalky. And there goes one of the problems, actually, because we're thinking in terms of safety. No one person should have two dogs. No one adult should have more than two dogs at any one time. So I guess one of my dogs is going to be left behind if ever I have to go out walking by myself in the park.
All right. That might be the toughest decision of all for you.
I know, but the Shepherd's very old, so maybe he'll get left behind more often than not. He's 14 this year. So he doesn't like long walks anyway. But the Siberian Husky loves to run, so I'm hoping that this would really work well for him. Missy has a dog called Zeus, and he loves to run as well and jump. So I'm hoping it works.